How's the thought process now? How's this look?
About
moving
what?
Forward. Moving forward.
Oh, yeah, just moving forward. Just moving forward, getting ready for a good opponent this week.
What's the emphasis been as you guys prepare after what happened last week, and now you got some unique circumstances having to fly across? What's the emphasis in practice week?
Just trying to stay focused, knowing that we do have to, you know, fly and go all the way over there. But, you know, it's just another game. It's another game that we got to get prepared for, and versus another good opponent. So just moving forward and getting better throughout these couple of days.
49ers, I guess, are a team similar situation as you guys are. Higher expectations entering the year. Things haven't panned out. I'm sure you're going to get a dogfight out of these guys.
It's going to be a dogfight both ways. So we just got to match their intensity, and they got to match ours, and we just got to go out there and play.
Patrick Willis. What does he bring to the table?
Oh, great player, man. I know him personally. He's a great player, great person. He's going to fly around that field and make some good plays, so we got to try to contain him a little bit.
How do you contain a guy who's sideline to sideline and can play at every level?
Just try to get around him somehow, you know what I mean? Just do the right things, you know, and just try to get down that field.
When Coach says today that Noshon's not just a two-down back, he wants you in there, you know, more, trust you on third down, what does that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot, you know what I mean? You got to trust the player to go in there during those pressure times, third down. You know, that's when they usually bring the pressure, but at the same time, you know, I know I can do it, so I really appreciate that, and I'm just going to keep on move forward to get better at that.
We know you were working hard on your receiving part of your game throughout, you know, the spring. How good is it to have the chance to show those skills in the final?
That was good. Like I said before, you know, any way is just to help the team out, get out there and help them out any way as possible. So I'm going to keep on doing that. So if that means, you know, catching more balls and running, that's fine with me.
You like being split out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to that, man. At Georgia, we did that a lot. So I'm used to it.
Obviously, the hamstring problems were tough to deal with, but you feel like you're back to 100% or close to it?
I just feel good. I feel like I'm ready to go. I feel like I can play. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone's 100%, you know, especially throughout these weeks. So I just feel good and ready to go.
Is this right now as well as you felt all year ago?
Yeah, I feel really good. So I can't wait to get out there again.
What about London? Are you excited to see a different country, or is this just business?
Yeah, you know, it's mostly business, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, I've never been out of the country before, so it's going to be a different experience, but it's more business.
What's the longest flight you've ever taken?
Probably like a 4 or 5 hour flight, like here to like New York, let's say. That's the longest. So this is like, what, 9 hours?
That's going to be the short leg going to New York. You got to bounce over
the Atlantic. I don't know how I'm going to deal with this, but it's going to be all right.
I was trying to talk that the surface may not be ideal because of the weather, wet and muddy. Do you look forward to that? Or
I'm a mudder, you know what I mean? I can do it, you know what I mean? I think a lot of guys are like that. So if it's muddy, that's fine with me, personally.